Okay, so I definitely was not going to record, and this, trust me, this is not going to be that damn long. But I was just going through some things, and like I said, I've been out of the loop with wrestling for a minute. Let me go through this real quick. Shit. Let me see. I don't think I need to go through the drafting and everything. Yeah, because all the drafting stuff, this drafting stuff happened right before everything went down with me. Because I see the draft results right here, October the 1st, and then you got October the 4th. So I don't necessarily have to go over this type of stuff. And then they got crown jewels coming up. But, okay, so WWE had released, I didn't know this, because like I said, I've been like out of the loop of wrestling for a minute. Probably a month. I mean, I've been just keeping in track with like major stuff, like people that's probably trying to probably debut or whatever the hell, whatever the case may be. WWE just released their pay-per-view schedule for the 2022 year. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, okay, I'm going to say I don't necessarily have a problem with it, but because the one thing that sticks out to me with their pay-per-view scheduling and everything is the fact that a lot of these pay-per-views are on Saturdays. And I will be honest with you, I rather pay-per-views on Saturdays. Now, I can go in through a number of reasons why I think WWE is probably doing their pay-per-views on Saturdays. For one, I think AEW does all their pay-per-views on Saturdays anyway. Yeah. I don't know if they ever did it on a Sunday. They might have did one Sunday, I've been seeing it, but mostly all their pay-per-views on the Saturdays. Usually in the past, like the past few recent years, WWE would do a pay-per-view on Sunday. NXT will always have theirs on Saturday. But now, I'm guessing NXT is just, since they revamped NXT, NXT might not be doing takeovers no more. They'll be doing mostly like specials on like their regular episodic shows. Like they did Halloween Havoc and all that other stuff, which I did not watch. I'll probably watch that later on today because I didn't even get a chance to even watch any of this stuff. But yeah, WWE just released, not, I don't think it's the entire year. I don't think, because it's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's only like 8 pay-per-views that they have. And the one thing I don't have a problem with is the Saturdays. I don't even have a problem with WWE, you know, doing pay-per-views like on a Saturday. Because like I said, I already watch that stuff on a Saturday than a Sunday. Because if a boxing match come on, if a real good pay-per-view boxer fight, like the last one I had watched was the Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, that was on a Saturday. I can definitely take it on a Saturday because they got to kind of look at everybody. Like, everybody want to drink and go to the bar and the grills, and, you know, drink with their friends, be out with their, you know, homies and all of that other stuff. It's a Saturday thing. Get some drinks in you and make sure you do your pay-per-views when they're not other things on. That's one way I can look at it. Another way I would look at it is if they don't want to really compete with the NFL anymore. Like, WWE just can't compete with Sunday Night Football no more. It's not working with their pay-per-views. Like, I've already done said, if it's a nice primetime Sunday night game on the pay-per-view day, I'm choosing that over the pay-per-view. You know? So that's probably one way why they're doing that. And yeah, Saturdays is just better for like stuff like this. Because I think AEW tapped into the Saturday market. You probably get more viewers than a Sunday. Like, this is not back in the 90s where, like, wrestling hit a boom and you can get everybody to watch the stuff. You know, like, WCW did, you know, pay-per-views on a Sunday, but some of their pay-per-views were always... So they had a couple of pay-per-views that was tapped in on a Saturday. WWE always did, Sundays? I think they did Taboo Tuesday at one point. But I think Sunday is just an inconvenience for me anyway, especially when it's football season. And they don't got to compete as much with, especially the NFL. Now what I do have a problem with is the WrestleMania. Why? It's two dates. It's a Saturday and a Sunday. I don't want to do two nights of wrestling for WrestleMania. I don't. People probably like, that's just, no, just can we get it done? Give me the whole whatever hours y'all want to give me for one fucking day. You can pick a Saturday or a Sunday. Don't give me two fucking days of this crap. You give me 3 hours of damn Raw on Mondays. You give me what? 2 hours of NXT. I got to do a 2 hour. I watch 2 hours of AEW, which is pretty much different from the WWE side, but 2 hours of that. Then you got to turn around and you got 2 more hours of what? Pretty much 3 hours of wrestling straight on Friday because you got SmackDown and AEW. That's not even including everything else that you probably got to watch. Now you're trying to give me, okay, we got to do that throughout the week. Then you want to give me Saturday and Sunday of the same shit. Just give me one extravaganza of WrestleMania. We're not getting too... They don't see the Super Bowl doing, okay, let's do 2 quarters on one day and then 2 quarters on the next day. Just give us the whole damn shit. Just get it out the fucking way. This is why, like, I kind of tune out of shit like this. And then is Vince, like, slow? Do he think he's going to have that big-ass stadium? This is the Dallas Cowboys stadium. This is the AT&T stadium. You're not going to probably pack that shit out 2 nights in a row like that. Nobody's not trying to do that. I'm just saying. And then right here, we got a couple of to be announced in February. That's a big to be announced because the location is to be announced and the show is to be announced. I'm going to assume, like everybody else is going to assume, that might really be like some Saudi Arabia type shit because, for you know, WWE is in love with Saudi Arabia. And then we got September. They got either Saturday or Sunday. That's probably more likely not going to be a Saudi Arabia since they don't know if they're going to do a Saturday or a Sunday. But the October one, this is a big to be announced. And I think that's going to be another Saudi show. Or another overseas show. So right now, the major shows that you need to know about so far that they're going to do is they got a new pay-per-view coming out January the 1st called WWE Day 1. That sounds real original. But it's going to be in Atlanta. So that's actually coming like real soon because we're about to tap into November. We're like getting into, you know, Survivor Series territory now. So right now we got WWE Day 1. That's a new pay-per-view that they're tapping into. It's probably going to be one and done. That's on a Saturday. So I will be definitely checking it out. And it's going to be in Atlanta. So I'll definitely check that out. You got at the end of the month, January the 29th, you got the Royal Rumble, obviously. And St. Louis at the Dome, at the old Rams, St. Louis Rams Dome. That dome hasn't been used in a while, so I'm quite sure St. Louis will be packing that out. They'll be packing that out because St. Louis just been getting like the shaft when it came to trying to fill out that stadium. That stadium haven't been used in a while. I know they probably used it for like concerts and stuff, but even since COVID, that stadium probably ain't even really been put to use. Then you got WrestleMania on April the 2nd and April the 3rd at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. Obviously Vince gonna try to, you know, I guess he's trying to tap into that. Well, we had over 200,000 people in the stadium over a span of 2 days. That's what they're gonna try to run. So they could be like, it can never be duplicated. Give me a fucking break. Just do the one day. Just give us the Saturday. I'm even fine with WrestleMania being on a Saturday because you can make that into a big thing. You know what I'm saying? Because WrestleMania is major. And I would look at it like this. Do the WrestleMania on a Saturday. You know, it's a big thing. You're going to probably have more. If you're combining both shows, it's going to be damn near, what, 6-7 hours. Just kill it in one day. Let the wrestlers get their rest on Sunday. And then they can go back to Raw on that Monday. I would just do it on that Saturday and get it over with. I mean, ain't nothing else going to probably come on that day anyway. Because Vince is not stupid. He ain't slow. He's not going to have his WrestleMania run on something else that's major. Like, nothing else major is going to happen. Super Bowl going to be over with. The NBA, they're not even going to touch their finals until about June. Baseball season will just be kicking in, I think, at that time. It's nothing major going to really happen as far as like an extravaganza show, but WrestleMania. Do it on a Saturday. Get it over with. Sell out the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. Boom. Get it all out the way. Sunday is going to be a pay-per-view. Don't know what it's going to be called, but it's going to be in Providence, Rhode Island. WWE is big up there in that area. They love it. They definitely love it. I had another piece to this damn thing because I wanted to look at that, but I don't know where the hell it went. I'm going to have to pull it up on the computer because I had the paper on me. I don't know where the hell it went. Yeah, I don't know what happened to that piece of paper. Is it the one I brought up right here? No, I don't think so. Because I had a kind of a, yeah, it's kind of, the schedules kind of got split in two. I'll go to the page, which means I ain't going to be able to circle nothing, but that's fine. Yeah, like I said, yeah. Now, this is a pay-per-view that's going to be on a Sunday, though. May 8th. On a Sunday, May 8th. So, there'll be, it'll be a pay-per-view in Providence, Rhode Island. They don't know what it's going to be called. They'll probably give it a special name. Okay, that's what they did. They cut off three of my pay-per-views. Okay, then we got another Sunday. So, they're going to do another Sunday in Chicago. Called it's not going to be called anything. That's still to be announced, but it's in Chicago at the Allstate Arena. More than likely, one of these shows is probably going to be Extreme Rules. Probably. I'm just taking a wild guess. If I would guess, I would think Chicago would get the, well, I don't know. If WWE running a show in June in Chicago, I'm quite sure AEW might do some, they might run some shit there too. But yeah, you know, all in all, that's fine. Saturday, July the 2nd is Money in the Bank at Las Vegas, the Allegiant Stadium. The experience at the Allegiant Stadium must have been fine at the SummerSlam we just had, which is a good SummerSlam. Like I said, that was like one of the first major shows besides AEW doing their weekly Dynamite shows and stuff. But like one of the first major pay-per-view shows with fans all back and a nice size, you know, group there. And their experience must have been good. They wanted to do it again. I would have thought they would have tapped WrestleMania for that, but I guess they figured, nah, let's wait a couple more years. We just did SummerSlam. I'm surprised they didn't do SummerSlam again. Cause I remember one point they ran, you know, Brooklyn for like, what, 5 straight years? And then I think at one point they ran LA for like 4 years. So I'm surprised that they didn't went back to SummerSlam for that. But that's on a Saturday, July the 2nd, for Money in the Bank. Now, SummerSlam is going to be ran in the same month, which means we're probably not going to get no pay-per-view in August, which is shocking. But July the 30th on a Saturday, again, we're going to get SummerSlam in Nashville at the Tennessee Titans Stadium, the Nissan Stadium. I'm really trying to figure out where they got. I mean, Nashville is one of those party towns, though, if you kind of think about it just a little bit. Like, there's nothing really wrong with Nashville. It's just that when I think of, you know, WWE running major shows, I think of the normal, like, especially with SummerSlam, I think of, like, the normal, you know, spots. You know what I'm saying? Like Las Vegas, LA, you know, probably Dallas, you know, Miami, you know, maybe New York, because New York, you know, like they get one of these cities where, you know, but I'm guessing they figure Nashville is one of those major markets that they, you know, they want to really tap into, because Nashville is a nice town. Like, you know, it kind of reminds you of like a New Orleans type thing a little bit. Like that's going to be fun. Like I said, I know that stadium will be rocking. Like I said, my Ravens played there on playoffs, and that stadium be rocking. So we'll see how that goes. We have a to-be-announced pay-per-view name on a to-be-announced date in September on either a Saturday or Sunday. So that's going to more likely might be like Hell in a Cell or something like that. Don't know. Don't really know. Going to be more likely something like that, one of those type of pay-per-views, because they can't figure out what day. So normally when I feel like they can't figure out that, you know, they want to do on a Saturday or Sunday, it's going to more likely be in the States, because October they have it again for to be announced. I think that's going to be another Saudi show. personally. They just did a Saudi show here in October. They didn't really do no other pay-per-views in October but Saudi. So that's going more likely. That's why it's to be announced for that one. And then Survivor Series is going to be in Boston. Makes sense. Boston is another WWE territory town. You know, Survivor Series, you got to kind of give, like, I guess Survivor Series is like the only, what, big four. Like, when you look at all the big fours that they did for next year, each one has a stadium but Survivor Series. I feel bad for Survivor Series because I was actually like more of a Survivor Series fan way back in the day, more than a at the time, like even what, like late 90s, mid 90s, early 2000s, all that stuff. I was more of a Survivor Series fan, more than a SummerSlam guy at that point. Now I'm a SummerSlam guy over Survivor Series, but that's just because of how they treat it. Because I love the whole traditional Survivor Series type style matchups, 5-on-5, elimination type matches. Those matches is fine with me, but it's just the way that they treat Survivor Series. Like, think about it. Royal Rumble is going to be in the Dome in St. Louis. You know, obviously WrestleMania gets the big honcho. They get the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. They can get over 100,000 motherfuckers in there. You know, SummerSlam gets enough. They get a stadium, Nissan Stadium. Even Money in the Bank getting treated better than Survivor Series. Money in the Bank only been around for so long. You know, I'm kind of glad they kind of did, you know, shed the King of the Ring pay-per-view down, because it's like, shit, they'd probably put King of the Ring in a damn high school gym. The way they treat this crap, because they just gave up on King of the Ring at the 2002. And I'm like, why? Like, King of the Ring was fine. They gave us Money in the Bank, but they like, okay, let's get Money in the Bank a stadium. What about Survivor Series? Through Survivor Series, you know, Survivor Series ain't only been around and now fold for like, what, over 30 years. Doesn't matter. I think Survivor Series is as old as I am. You know, I just turned 33. So, just saying. Yeah, I think it's been around as old as I am. So, damn, like Survivor Series get the it gets the dick with AIDS. Like, they don't give a damn about Survivor Series. Not saying Boston is a great, awesome city, but it's like, damn, they can't get a stadium either. You know, like, at least if he was gonna do that, don't do Money in the Bank. Don't give Money in the Bank a stadium. Jesus Christ. Like, Money in the Bank don't really, me personally, I don't think Money in the Bank necessarily deserves a stadium, because you got to understand what WWE is doing in that summer. They doing back-to-back pay-per-views and back-to-back stadiums. Which means the build-ups have to be, which means they got to have some type of plan, because you can't just go in there saying, okay, we're just pushing Money in the Bank in for the Allegiant Stadium. Okay, well, okay, so we'll, you could probably push, you know, you'll sell it out just because of the ladder matches alone and the people you're going to put in it. But you can't get, but then you turn around and you got a month later, you got, I don't know, but you got SummerSlam, and then you pushing more people in. And so SummerSlam will sell itself after the Money in the Bank, because they have a few weeks to do that. They'll have, what, Brock Lesnar come back and all these people. WrestleMania, what, you might have The Rock there. You might have all these superstars. Undertaker might make an appearance. You know, Royal Rumble sells itself because of the Royal Rumble match. You would think that they would be building up each year for these Survivor Series matches, because it's like, okay, they're taking a break from the stadiums. Can, you know, they like, no, we'll just put them in Boston. So it's like, okay, well, are you going to sell it enough to sell out the Boston arena? Because that Celtics arena in Boston, that's a huge arena itself. Like, you can fit, if they were to do Survivor Series right, you can get like 20,000 people in that bitch. You could get 20,000 in that motherfucker probably. But WWE won't sell it right. Like, this year, I don't know where they're going to be at this year for Survivor Series. I think it's, shit, is it, I don't know. I could be wrong. Let me check real quick, because I was about to guess. I was about to say Houston, Texas, but I could be like seriously like wrong with that one. Like, seriously, I could be wrong. With that one. Here we go. The 2021 date. They'll give me the arena. They'll give me where it's gonna be at. Okay, they're gonna be at the Barclays Center. Okay, so they're going to run Survivor Series 2021 to 2022 and back-to-back, you know, hard-hitting you know, bloodthirsty fan cities. Gonna be in New York and in Boston. That's the cute, that's the cool thing. That's what I was, you know, like, okay. I guess they figured, well, we want to do them in both, but we can't have Survivor Series at, you know, I don't know what's their football stadium out there, MetLife Stadium, because it's too damn cold. And then you turn around and then you're in Boston. You can't have it at the daggone Gillette Stadium because it's too damn cold. Well, I ain't saying you got to have them specifically there. You can do a closed, you can go to a closed dome area, because WWE still ain't tapping into the Minneapolis, Minnesota, the Vikings, into the Vikings stadium yet. Like, and I'm surprised, I'm shocked they didn't even tap into that one yet. Because it's a lot of stadiums that WWE have not even, I'll tell you, they never even probably thought of touching right now. Because we already know they're saving that new beautiful stadium out LA for the following year, 2023. I think they're going to be back in LA then. Because all the COVID stuff, we were supposed to have, you know, have it this year in SoFi Stadium. And that's a huge, another massive stadium. You've seen that stadium. I'm surprised they haven't even tapped into, like, because they, at first I was like, you know, I know since the COVID, you know, but I was like, even before COVID, it was like a lot of stadiums they just never really, you know, touched. Like, I'm surprised they didn't even touch the Houston, Texas stadium again. Since WrestleMania, you know, 2009, they haven't touched that again. Trying to think, it was another stadium out there. They never went back to Ford's Field in Detroit. That's another massive stadium. You can, they held like 80,000 people in that stadium in 2007. So, you know, they could have did Survivor Series in Detroit at the Ford's Field. I'm just saying. I just love for Survivor Series to get the same love as everybody else. But all in all, that's all I wanted to say, folks. All these pay-per-views are mostly on Saturdays. You got a couple of Sundays. And I think the only ones that's the couple of Sundays is the WWE. They're playing their cards right, because you got to understand where the Sundays are lying at. Like, the Sundays are lying in, like, May and June. They're not really going to be competing with anybody. Because they can't really call the NBA Finals. That's just going to fall where it's going to fall. It all depends on who wins and who loses and how long the series goes, you know, as far as those playoffs go. Mostly, I think most of them do air on Saturdays, so I think that's why they probably tapping on Sundays on them months. But, you know, most of these, like I said, September coming up, they're going to do them on Saturdays. Survivor Series is going to be on a Saturday. They're not trying to attack the Sunday night football shit no more. So, and it makes sense. And I think January the 1st, I don't know if it's still, I know we still gonna have football played, but they just gotta knock on wood, because at that time, I think it's gonna be either the end of the season, the last week of that, but I think they usually do like games on a Saturday or something like that. And either that or it's probably playoff time for the NFL, because that's really what they like competing at. Like, you know, the college football people, they just gonna have to take that with a grain. WWE just gonna have to take that with a grain of salt. So, but all in all, WWE is tapping in on Saturdays, and we got a new pay-per-view called WWE Day One. Don't know what that really means or signifies. You know, they'll give that some type of meaning on that day of the pay-per-view. The big old, you know, the intro and shit. But I can't wait for the Royal Rumble. And I want to say I can definitely kind of wait for WrestleMania, just because it's going to be two nights. And I'm not for the two-night shit. But I'm definitely can't wait for Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble always gets me up for it. So I actually can't wait for Survivor Series this year, because next month, because, you know, hopefully they do something good for Survivor Series. Survivor Series always, like I said, getting AIDS dick. They always get AIDS dicked. So, but other than that, folks, I'm out. That's all I had to do. That was just a little bit of, I don't want to say breaking news, but I'm going to just say surprising news. But the episode will be called, you know, just WWE schedule release. I ain't going to put breaking news like I usually do. But other than that, folks, I'm out.